Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of August 2018. Reserve Bank of India's, RBI's, Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has raised repo rate by 25 basis points, BPS, to 6.5%. Supreme Court has held that conviction under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985. Cannot be based solely on the confessional statement of a co-accused, in the absence of a substantive piece of evidence. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking review of its 19th of April verdict that had held that Special CBI Judge B.H. Lawyer had died of natural causes on 1 December 2014 and had rejected PIL seeking an SIT probe into the death, questioning the motive. Supreme Court has said the publication of the complete draft NRC of Assam cannot be the basis of any coercive action against anyone since it is merely a draft. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre, States and Union Territories on a PIL seeking revision of budget for midday meals and enhancement in its calorific content. Hyderabad High Court has held that an order of attachment of the subject property by the Income Tax Department cannot affect the completion of the sale effected by the liquidator under the provisions of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Madras High Court has directed the Commissioner of State Election Commission to furnish the schedule for holding election to the local bodies in the states on Monday. Punjab and Haryana High Court has termed Subrule 2 of Rule 66 of Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Rules, 1985 absurd for letting a person possess 100 units of psychotropic substance at a time for medicinal use. Delhi High Court has said that there was no legal basis for the AAP government to insist on documents like Aadhaar and bank passbooks to provide maternity scheme benefits to pregnant and lactating women in the city. Delhi High Court has sought responses from the centre and AAP government on a PIL claiming lack of toilet facilities in a slum near the Yamuna despite the much publicised Swachh Bharat campaign on cleanliness. Bombay High Court has said that providing pothole-free roads is the minimum the government should do for its citizens. Delhi High Court, while noting that there was urgent need to prevent sexual violence against women and children, has decided to set up a panel to look into the issue. Central government has constituted a bench of the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, in Kochi which will be effective from the 1st of August this year. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT. Has approved the resolution plan as submitted by Deepak Chaganlal Chaudhary and Jitendra Kumar Chopra for Amit Spinning Industries pursuant to the CIRP initiated as per the provisions of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has held that the lender cannot be excluded from the COC if the conversion of loan into equity is not approved by statutory authorities. Lok Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, Second Amendment, Bill, 2018 that recognizes home buyers as financial creditors to real estate developers.